Good afternoon, children. Now we are going to discuss module 2 of chapter 4, Motion in a Plane of 11th class. In this module, we will discuss motion in a plane, position, vector and displacement, velocity, acceleration, motion in a plane with constant acceleration, projectile motion, equation of path of projectile, time of maximum height of a projectile, horizontal range of a projectile, and uniform circular motion. So first of all, motion in a plane or motion in two dimension. So plane means the containing length and breadth. So motion in a plane, or we can say motion in two dimension. So how to find out the position vector and the displacement vector? Okay, so here you see in the diagram there is a point P. So the position vector of the point P is taken R. O is the origin in the Cartesian coordinate system. So here we can express the position vector, okay, in terms of Cartesian coordinate system. So vector R is equal to x unit vector I plus y unit vector j, where x and y are components of R along x and y axis, or simply they are the coordinates of the object. Suppose a particle moves along the curve shown in the diagram by thick line and is at P at time t, and P dash at time t dash, then displacement is given by the delta R is equal to R dash minus R and is directed from P to P dash. We can write in component form that delta R is equal to xi plus yj minus xi plus yj. So it will be the x dash minus x delta x, so I delta x plus j delta y. So where delta x is equal to x dash minus x, and delta y is equal to y dash minus y. Similarly, we can find out the velocity. So we know the average velocity and instantaneous velocity. So first, how to find out the expression for average velocity? V bar of an object is the ratio of displacement and the corresponding time interval. So V bar is equal to delta x upon delta t. Here you put the value of delta x and delta t. So here we get the V bar is equal to vector Vxi plus vector Vy. So the direction of average velocity is same as delta r. Now instantaneous velocity. So children, we know the meaning of the instantaneous means at a specific time. So the velocity, instantaneous velocity is given by limiting value of the average velocity as time interval approaches to zero. So V is equal to limit delta t tends to zero delta r upon delta t. So in calculus form, it can be written as dr upon dt. So now here you see V is equal to dr upon dt. So put the value of the position vector r, differentiate. So you will get the expression in terms of x, y, j. So here instantaneous velocity V is equal to Vxi plus Vyj. The magnitude will be under root V x square plus V y square. Angle tan theta is equal to V y upon V x, or you can say theta is equal to tan inverse V y upon V x. Now acceleration. So how to find out the expression for the acceleration? So we know that acceleration may be defined as rate of change of velocity. So first average, then instantaneous. So the average acceleration of an object for a time interval delta t moving in xy plane is the change in velocity divided by the time interval. So A bar is equal to delta V upon delta T. Put the value of V and solve it, so we get the expression like velocity. So average acceleration is equal to AXI plus AYJ. So now instantaneous acceleration, that means acceleration at a specific time, is the limiting value of the average acceleration as the time interval approaches to zero. So here A is equal to any instantaneous acceleration is equal to limit delta T tends to zero delta V upon delta T. Remember the significance of limit delta T tends to zero means delta T is not equal to zero but very near to zero. Delta T is very very small. So now here you put this value of delta V and differentiate, so you get the required expression for instantaneous acceleration AXI plus AYJ. So as in the case of velocity, we can understand graphically the limiting process in the defining acceleration on a graph showing the path of the object in motion. Now come to the projectile motion, the another part of this chapter, projectile motion. So an object that is in flight after being thrown or projected is called a projectile, and its trajectory is always parabola. Trajectory means the path of the projectile. So here there are four parts of this projectile. First we are going to discuss the expression for the trajectory. So here you see the trajectory equation of path of projectile. By eliminating the time between the expression for x and y, we get y ka jo s equal to, you know, s equal to ut plus half a t square. So y is equal to tan theta x minus d upon 2 v naught cos theta 2 square x square. Since g and theta and v are the constants, so this is the general expression of parabola. So trajectory of a projectile is always parabola. Now time of maximum height, so that we can calculate time at the highest point. Remember the vertical component of velocity is zero. Okay, so then you apply the formula in vertical motion, v is equal to u plus at. So in place of v, write vy, and vertical initial velocity is v naught sin theta naught minus g into tm. Okay, so that is equal to zero. So here tm will be v naught sin theta naught upon g. So total time tf during which the projectile is in flight can be obtained by putting y is equal to zero. So time of flight is also known as time of flight. So 2 bracket mein v naught sin theta naught upon g. Now maximum height of a projectile. So how to find out maximum height of a projectile reached can be calculated substituting t is equal to tm. So you get hm is equal to v naught sin theta naught whole square upon 2g. Horizontal range of a projectile. So that is the horizontal distance covered by its time of flight. So that is equal to r v naught square sin 2 theta naught upon g, and this will be maximum when theta naught is 45. Then uniform circular motion. So when an object follows a circular path with a constant speed, the motion of the object is called uniform circular motion. The word uniform refers to the speed which is uniform constant throughout the motion. Suppose the object is moving with uniform speed v in a circle of radius r. But here you see in this circular motion, the direction changes from point to point. Magnitude may be the constant. Okay, this point you please remember. So here you find out the centripetal acceleration. So that will be v square upon r. Centripetal acceleration v square upon r. Centripetal means the center seeking. The acceleration which is towards the center is known as centripetal acceleration. Okay, thank you very much.